Sukam Karoti Vachalam Pangun Langayati Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shigurun Dinataranam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simati Bhakti Vidanta Swamini Tinamane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sanyavari Paschuchade Satarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadar Hari Shiva Sri Gaura Bhakti Vinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I'm only going to speak a few words. I know you've all been traveling from Pune, and you came directly here, although you were supposed to stop, unpack, take prasadam. And you must be tired, hot, hungry, and I do not want to commit violence by keeping you here. You've come to relax. But Gauranga Prabhu did ask that I was supposed to leave to return to Mumbai a little earlier, but he asked if I would stay an extra hour to chant with you and to say a few words to you. So welcome. Hare Krishna. Unfortunately, I cannot stay with you for you at your retreat, but I'm sure it will be designed in such a way that it will give you the opportunity to increase your absorption in sadhana, chanting the holy names of the Lord, and hearing Krishna consciousness philosophy, which is our primary source of satisfaction in Krishna consciousness. These simple basic activities give satisfaction to the self, especially these days when people's lives are very complicated, filled with so many obligations and responsibilities. It is very hard to find the right balance in life so that we can keep everything in focus. And therefore, events like this are designed by the devotees out of their compassion and kindness so that devotees can actually get the taste from these very simple spiritual activities. Because upon experiencing some taste, some attraction, or as we were talking about yesterday, some appreciation. We read one short quote where Srila Prabhupada talked about the importance of appreciation and how that's the beginning of devotional service, and he compared that to be like faith. If anybody has a little appreciation, then that appreciation, from that point, one can begin to make progress. One may appreciate just something very simple, but if he appreciates and then embraces to some degree, because naturally when you appreciate something, you want to take part in it more, then gradually it increases more and more. And that is the growth of shraddha, or faith, in the process of devotional service. So if you get some taste from absorption in these very simple basic activities, it's meant to carry that with you back into your daily life. I oftentimes speak to devotees in the Soviet Union, and many of them are very eager to come to India. But actually, over the years, I've observed that many devotees are eager to come to India because it's not Russia. That's it. In other words, it's Russia for them is, it's a certain austere, difficult, stark lifestyle. And they come to India, and it's just spiritual. It's Bharat Bhumi. It's a place where they can go and where they can feel relief from the difficulties that they have to confront in day-to-day life, in their day-to-day existence in Russia. Of course, we have the Holy Dham here, and places like Mayapur, Vrindavan, and the temples where the devotees can go and seek shelter and obtain some taste. But the point is that for them to come to India and to come to the Dham, Srila Prabhupada emphasized that the point to come to the Dham is to charge our spiritual batteries so that we can go back to our Prabhudatta Desh. Our real objective is to come and to get strength. It's something that we take back. Not that we come to a place simply to get relief from our stressful day-to-day life. That's not the objective of coming to the Holy Dham. So similarly, such events like this are actually designed in such a way where the devotees can come and actually get strength, something they can take back with them and remember and apply in their day-to-day life, so that by applying these principles of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, learning more about how to deepen our absorption in chanting and hearing the topics of the Lord, then we get more strength, and then the more strength we get, the more our faith grows. Or just like we quoted the verse yesterday, Bhakti Pare Shanu Bhava Raptiya Nyaisha Chaisam Chiki Eka Kala, that devotion, direct experience of the Lord, and detachment from material things, these three things come simultaneously. In the same way that one experiences pleasure and nourishment and relief from hunger, simultaneously with each bite for a person who's engaged in eating. So just as a person who is eating gets strength from every bite, he gets nourishment, and when he gets some nourishment, automatically his hunger goes away. So in the same way, in this verse of the Bhagavatam, it is compared to taking part, absorption in our devotional activities, getting that tushti, that nourishment, and then we get more direct experience of Krishna in our lives, day-to-day lives, and then automatically we become detached from material things in the same way as a person who feels strength and nourishment from his eating sees that his hunger goes away. So these programs are designed very nicely for that purpose, and you are all encouraged to fully take advantage of what will be given to you for your weekend retreat, including honoring Krishna Prasadam, which I will not keep you from any longer. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So we'll end with the bhajan. Is that what it was? Huh? Oh, book. Yeah, what's here though? Is there going to be something on the screen? What should I chant? Looking for my watch. Oh, here. Huh? Whatever I like. I don't know what I like. I haven't tried it yet. What about Bolo Hari Bo? I really like it. It's brisk. It's Bolo Hari Bo, Bolo Hari Bo, Bolo Hari Bo. Manera Nanda Bai Bolo Hari Bo. Is that in it?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Yes, Bolo Hari Bo, 25. Short and sweet. I'll read the translation first while you're finding it. Chant the name of Hari, all brothers. With blissful minds, chant the name of Hari. Chant the name of Hari. Birth after birth in happiness, chant the name of Hari. Chant the name of Hari, all brothers. You have obtained a human birth. Now chant the name of Hari. Chant the name of Hari, whether you are in happiness or distress. Chant the name of Hari. Chant the name of Hari, all brothers, whether in prosperity or misfortune. Chant the name of Hari. Chant the name of Hari. Whether you live at home or in the forest, chant the name of Hari. Remaining in this material world for Krishna's purposes, chant the name of Hari. Chant the name of Hari, all brothers, give up the association of non-devotees and chant the name of Hari. Chant the name of Hari, falling at the feet of the Vaishnavas, chant the name of Hari. Chant the name of Hari, chant the names of Gaura and Nityananda, chant the names of Gaura and Gadadhar, chant the names of Gaura and Advaita. I call this bhajan, no excuse.
Thank you, Maharaj, for that wonderful association and ecstatic kirtans and bhajans. Let us thank Maharaj by loudly chanting Haribo. Also like to thank His Holiness Nitai Chaitanya Swami Maharaj, who has also come from Russia, and he's been here. And he's preaching extensively for last several decades. Let us welcome him also. Haribo. And thank you, Bal Govind Prabhu, for cultivating and taking care of so many devotees for so many years. Really appreciate this, and I sincerely hope that you have an ecstatic weekend hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. Tomorrow, one session will be given by Sanat Kumar Prabhu explaining about details of this project with a PowerPoint, so I've already explained to him. I was waiting for you since 11 o'clock. I had slotted a time between 11 to 1, but there is a Rath Yatra at Worli today evening, so there is a Pravachan at 7 o'clock, so I also have to leave. So we hope that this is the beginning of a series of visits from all of you. And I think I'm coming to Pune on 24th and 25th, something like that. So we'll catch up later. In case you have positive feedbacks, you can tell me. And now we request all of you to join for prasadam. Thank you very much. We have a place called Yoga Shala. We made it for yogis to do yoga. So far, not a single yoga has been done there. So we use it for prasadam. We call it Bhoga Shala. That is being extensively used thrice a day for many days. So please join us there. Hare Krishna.